Tuesday, November 2nd. The president called me in early this morning. He is concerned about the whole phase two setup, and particularly the question of whether we've reached or when we reach the point of no return with labor. He, for instance, is thinking of dropping the Florida trip this weekend because he feels we can't have labor blow while he's gone. He definitely is going to come back Monday night because of that, the foreign aid thing, and he's not sure he can go at all. He said he would concentrate today and the rest of this week on the labor leaders. He might see some of them today, that it was vital that we keep them in line. Schultz had said this morning that he didn't think there was any really great problem as yet, but that it's inevitable at some point that they will blow. Schultz feels that that's not bad, that if they blow sometime next year, it'll help us to get out of the control program and give us someone to blame for pulling out. The other big thing today was the Kissinger-Rogers problem again, which the president was brooding about from last night, as was he on the labor thing, since both Colson and Schultz had raised labor with him last night. Kissinger had gotten into the Rogers question also. Henry told the president that Scali had told him that Rogers said his biggest success that he's had in foreign policy is his success in turning the president around on China. This, of course, makes Henry furious and didn't please the president much either. President raised the thought with me that maybe we should let Henry start doing some interviews, for example, with the New York Times, as a way to get rid of him as an irritant. Henry apparently is bugging him enough that it's bothering him, and he's to the point where he's willing to give in on some of the things just to get Henry off his back. I think that would be a mistake. I think we ought to hang tight on no contact with the Times for the time being. We certainly shouldn't give them Kissinger, who is the biggest asset we've got. President keeps coming back to the question of whether we can actually bite the bullet on Rogers. That's, I think, what he'd like to do, but he can't figure out how to do it, nor can I. He did say to tell Henry to hold some time open between China and Russia for major TV appearances and all, and he thinks maybe that'll help to cool him off. He keeps coming back to the point that we've got to keep Henry on an even keel through this period. As a side note, the president said Prime Minister McMahon of Australia, who was here today, told him that the New York Times people said to him that they have to find a way to develop a better relationship with the president, which is kind of an interesting straw in the wind that would indicate maybe they're getting our message. The president had a dinner tonight for McMahon after a long late afternoon session with Ford and Ahrens on congressional strategy. End of November 2nd.